We're very thankful this afternoon to be with you another time here in Monarch. God has been good to me, and He's been good to you. We're thinking about this afternoon is kind of a sleepy time. We had a good dinner. But I want you to tune in to hear what thus say the word of the Lord. We'd appreciate you praying. We always need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We can't even walk without God holding our hands. And so we recognize that today. This is not an easy task, but we want to be faithful to the Lord. My name is Sister Patsy Fields. I am the pastor working at Green Pastures Spencer near Oklahoma City. God has been good to the little congregation there. You all are invited to come visit us sometime. We have a subject on our heart today that we would like for you to work with us, pray with us, listen. If you get sleepy and drowsy, it's okay to stand up and take a little walk. We believe this is very important for all of us. We will be putting the subject on the board soon, and we will go from there. Thank the Lord for His goodness. All right, we have written, humble thyself. Don't let God humble you. He surely can do it. But it's so much better when we humble ourselves before God. We have a song that we'll probably refer to later, but right now we're going to go right on into the lesson. Humble thyself is an action. There's movement that is involved. I looked up the definition of humble. Modest or meek in spirit or manner, not assertive, submissive. The quality or state of being humble. Here's another definition for meek. Moses was the meekest man upon the earth. Enduring injury with patience and without resentment. Lord, help us today. Listen, there is a multi-billion dollar industry with self-help books and seminars. There is many motivational workshops. There's techniques to search deep into your inner being to help discover the answer or solution for your need. We're talking about Bible humility this afternoon. We need it. May the Lord help us. Our minds have been conditioned somewhat to be somebody. Think of yourself highly. Yeah. How about that? Take pride in yourself. It's important to obtain an education, but we still need godly humility. Yeah, every step of the way. Think how much better our relationships would be today if each of us displayed godly humility at all times. Not just when we're having a good day, as you might call it, but in my actions, in my attitude, in my dealings, on the job, in my home. Godly humility is what we need in 2026. If you have a portion of it, thank God. But we want it to ever increase. We want it to be like that river, that it does not ever dry up. It's a continuous source and a blessing to each one of us. Children can display humility also. May the Lord bless us today. All right. But we all must endeavor with grace from above to possess the godly humility that we're addressing today, talking about. In Romans 14, 11 through 12, for as it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. the one that is in the high office and the position, the millionaire. They're all going to have to bow before the Almighty God. What about us doing our bowing now? Lord, help us today. It's so important. It's important to obey, honor, and respect God's word and his authority. In Jeremiah 10 and 23, we read, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Very, very true. We need humility. We need to rely upon the Lord every step of the way. It is so very important. We can rationalize in our human thinking. But listen, if you don't consult the Lord, you're going to get into trouble. So may the Lord bless us this afternoon. In Acts 4 and 8 through 13, there was an impotent man. He was healed. The message was given to note that Peter and John were ignorant and unlearned, but had been with Jesus. How about it, brothers and sisters? We want it to radiate that we have been with Jesus by our actions, by our light, by the things that we do, our daily conduct. When you don't think anybody is watching, there's an all-seeing eye of God. He never sleeps and he never slumbers. May the Lord help us. We're talking about godly humility today. We need it. We're thankful. We've seen some examples, but we want it to ever increase in our souls. Thank the Lord. All right. Romans 12 and 3. For I say through the grace given unto me, not to some of you, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen and amen to the word of God. Jesus made himself of no reputation. Philippians 2, 3 and 8. We're going to read that at this time. Thank you for your time and your attention. Keep praying with us that the Lord will help us to condense this message, that we'll be able to do justice, because time belongs to the Almighty God. And he's been faithful to give us another opportunity to be in Monarch Springs one more time. Thank the Lord. All right, Philippians 2, 3 and 8, and it says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, thank the Lord, let each esteem other better than him, than themselves. What about that, brothers and sisters? We're talking about that Bible level of humility, not something that I'm naturally blessed with, to be an humble, quiet, submissive person. But we're talking about the humility that God is going to smile upon. And God will say, that is my child and that is my son. And I am well pleased with their behavior. May the Lord bless us today. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, number 6, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But number 7, what did he do? But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of God. And being found in fashion as a man, he did what? He exalted himself. That is not what it said. He humbled himself, thank the Lord, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Oh, what a Savior. What an example. Are we willing to be a servant? Are we willing to lay it all down? I can't walk around or strut around and say, oh, I have a, I'm somebody important and I'm in the corporation field and I can't stoop down and clean a restroom or whatever I need to do. But Lord, help us to live in an humble attitude. Lord, bless us today. Thank the Lord. All right. I think that's sufficient right there. Let's go on to another scripture. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Turn with me to 1 Peter 5. And it's talking about these being clothed with humility. Thank the Lord. Most of us, when we got up, including me, I took a little look in the mirror. You know what the mirror is? To kind of see how my skirt and things were fitting. And if I was going to be presentable to come out to service. But what about looking into the Word of God? Getting a good clean look. And one that you will remember. Lord, do I have that level of humility that you're calling for me to have at this time? All right, we're going to turn to 1 Peter 5. Thank the Lord for his goodness. And we'll read a little bit more of the Word of God. 1 Peter 5 through 9, and it says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. And be clothed with humility. Fully covered. Properly covered. Your mind, your thoughts, your actions. Inside and outside, clothed with godly humility. Lord, help us today. God resisteth the proud, and he giveth grace to the humble. So you're going to come out on the winning side. Thank the Lord. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Thank the Lord. Be sober, be balanced, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And it tells us whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. I think that's sufficient for right there. There's more, but we want to move on. We have an example of Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 4:30-34. You don't really need to turn there. We will be referring to it. You have a reference. Due to the time, I'm going to give you some highlights. I don't intend to misrepresent the truth in any way. So I want to give you a reference, all right? So that's what we'll be doing today. Nebuchadnezzar, he was the first Gentile monarch who captured Jerusalem and destroyed both city and the temple. The inhabitants were carried into Babylon as slaves. I don't want to be a slave, and you don't either. You don't want to be a slave to the enemy of your soul either. But these people were carried into captivity. But God was still with them, and I'll bear that out later on. Nebuchadnezzar set up a golden image in Dura. And the three Hebrew youths, or men who refused to bow down to the image, were thrown into the fiery furnace. But they were divinely preserved. They showed some humility there, didn't they? Later, when Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, Daniel, the one in whom was found an excellent spirit, was used of God. Isn't that beautiful? Way back in the Old Testament, and we can have it today. The dream of a tree reaching into its height to heaven and seen by all the world. This related to the king himself, who swayed the scepter of a universal empire and whose power led to pride. P-R-I-D-E. For emphasis. Lord, help us today. We don't want to become lifted up. Whatever God blesses us with is to the glory of God. It's not your own doings. You might work hard. You may study hard. But you want to always give God all the glory. and all the praise. Amen. All right, here is this great king. The wise advice received from the Spirit anointed Daniel made clear how the king's era could be changed and healed. You know, the God that we serve gives us an opportunity.
Yes, he does.
If you find that you're getting on the pathway, that you might be getting lifted up, I'm going to say a little bit or somewhat with pride or with not as humble as you need to be, the Spirit of God will give you a little visitation.
Yes.
He might give you a little knock and let you know, I'm not pleased with your behavior. I have better things for you, however he communicates with you. Go ahead and pray. Don't ignore it. Adjust that. Because it's only going to get worse. It will increase with degrees. You don't want that to happen. But here this king, he had an Nebuchadnezzar, he had an opportunity that he could change. I think it was a space of maybe 12 months. There was some period of time. And he listened to what was said, but one day, Lord help us today, one day he got to where he said, is this not great Babylon? I'm going to read that because I don't want to say it incorrectly. But may I turn to Daniel 4 and 30. I believe that's what I want to be here. Then the king spake and said, is not this great Babylon? I'm in Daniel 4 and 30. That I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty. Those are questions. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken. The kingdom is departed from thee. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, if you allow pride to come up into your heart, it is going to be spoken to you. The judgment of God is sure to come. We don't want that to happen. This is a warning. This is not a message to make you feel down and condemned and woe is me. But I want you to look to that great God that we serve, that great God that is still performing miracles, that great God that loves you. We can take it to him in prayer. It's a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. God knows our temperament and he knows our personalities and he knows those things that get our attention. But we want to say, Lord, I want to remain humble before you. Lord, I'm one of your children. Lord, I'm looking to you because after all, at the end, where do we want to go? We want to make it to heaven and high and mighty and proud and lifted up people. I don't believe they're going to make it into heaven. They're not going to qualify. They're going to be a base. And so, Lord, help us. We don't want that to happen. But here was Nebuchadnezzar. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. Notice, isn't this very humiliating for a leader? To go out to eat with the oxen? And he was high and mighty and conquering things. And he had his mind and he can reason. We don't know how far sin will take you or how far an error will take you when you allow pride to get in there. And pride really can spoil your walk with the Lord. We don't want anything to hinder us. We want to live as close as we possibly can. It's impossible. It's possible because the grace of God is there. We're talking about a beautiful thing to have the humility that God is calling for each one of us today. So thank the Lord. And seven times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men. What a price he had to pay. And let me remind you, when you're in sin, you're going to pay a big dividend, a big price. Sometimes you lose your health. Your mind is affected. Your family, it's just so many things happen to you because you have a haughty attitude and you're not humble before God. Some people don't even want to be humble enough to kneel on their knees and ask for forgiveness. All the way that they have sinned against God and hurt his heart, and they're still not willing to humble. Sometimes an affliction comes and it helps them to humble. But may the Lord bless us to see the value of humbling before the Lord has to humble us. And he has a way of getting our attention. May the Lord help us today. So here was Nebuchadnezzar. But he had all these things to happen to him. At the ends of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes into heaven. Notice, he lifted up his eyes into heaven. He got some direction there, didn't he? Thank the Lord. And my understanding returned unto me. We're thankful that his understanding came back. He's kind of like the prodigal son that went on out there and he had to come back the humble road, didn't he? Yeah. He went on out. He said, give me my possessions. And he went out and he had a good time for a while. And he had some friends and he was doing some things. He probably thought that his family had been restricting him. But when he came to himself, we're so thankful that he came to himself, that his mind wasn't completely destroyed. But I want to remind you, there's some things in our society today that can cause that mind. You wonder what has happened to these people. They're so far off, but we want to keep on praying for them, don't we? We don't want to give up, because you can put some things into your body, the chemicals and things can alter your thinking. But Lord, we're thankful that he came to himself. Nebuchadnezzar came to himself. And when he came to himself, he made the right choice back to Father's house. He didn't say, oh, well, I've done so bad. Now I just may as well give up and just lay in it. But no, he said, I'm going to rise and I'm going to tell him that I have sinned. Remember? So we can do that the same way. But Nebuchadnezzar, he came to himself. And mine understanding returned into me, and I blessed the Most High, thank the Lord, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. I think he got a change of heart. I think he got a change of direction, thank the Lord. Now listen. If God can do it for Nebuchadnezzar, he did it for Ahab, he did other biblical people, he can do it for us today. May we be encouraged. Humility is what we need today. Thank the Lord for his goodness. We're not going to keep you too long. We have something else we wanted to share with you. There's still hope for each one of us. If you remember with me, Naaman, he was one, he almost missed his blessing, the 2 Kings 5 and 14. He was a man of power, and he almost missed his blessings. He wanted the river of his choice. I believe he didn't want to go and dip in that Jordan River, but he wanted to know and complain. There's other rivers, and I think he had a servant. He had a loathsome disease of leprosy. You would think, whatever they tell me to do for leprosy, I would be willing to do that, wouldn't you? Then you have to stand around and cry, leper, leper, and maybe part of your nose goes off and your hands and other things. You can look it up and see. That's a dreadful disease. Yes. But brothers and sisters, sin is dreadful too. Yes. It is very damaging. So may the Lord help us today. But anyway, Naaman was not willing at first to go and do as he was instructed. And he thought that, just a moment. There was no Syrian physicians who could cure him, and his case seemed hopeless. But God manifested himself in all humanly looking hopeless cases. God had a purpose, and he blessed Naaman, and he can bless us today. He got his blessing that he needed, and he was thinking that Elisha would have come and at least spoken to him. Remember that? And he was thinking, I'm a man of honor, and he sent somebody else to give him the message what to do. Naaman needed to get some lessons in Bible humility. We sometimes need lessons in Bible humility, how to humble ourselves right on down where God is pleased, not where sister feels is pleased or brother and sister the pastor, but God's approval is upon it. May the Lord help us today. All right, and Naaman got his healing, and God was with Naaman, and he will be with us today. Thank the Lord for his goodness. All right, we're going to move right on here. I think we are getting close to the end of our lesson today. And I want to remind you, Naaman was so close, and he almost missed the wonderful opportunity of living a happy, healthy life. But he came to himself, and he humbled himself, and he was able to be cured of his leprosy. Can we come to ourselves and humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God and say, Lord, I need you. I've been in this meeting. I've heard some good messages. You can say something like this. And Lord, my soul is not satisfied, but I'm hearing the word that I need the level of humility that she is speaking about under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I'm going to come just as I am. I'm not going to try to work out my problems and my situations, but I'm just going to fall down before you and say, Lord, you know and you understand. You know how to work with me, Lord. You know how to bless me. And the Lord will surely hear and answer your prayer. Thank the Lord. I was going to refer to you about the Pharisees and the publicans, how that one didn't even lift up his eyes to the heaven. But you know, there was some humility that was needed there. I'm not like other men, but God is able to get our attention, and he can humble us. Humble thyself to walk with God. Brothers and sisters, don't procrastinate. Don't put it all and allow God to humble you. His way can be very severe. It can be very painful, very devastating. But aren't you thankful? He can get our attention, and he will get our attention, and our souls can be spared. We thank you for your time, your attention, your prayers. This song on page 298, I have two of them. It says, humble thyself to walk. If you want to walk with God, you want to have communion, humble yourself. If thou wouldst have the dear Savior from heaven, walk by thy side from morn till the eve. There is a rule that each day you must follow. Humble thyself to walk with God. The chorus says, humble thyself and the Lord will draw near thee. Thank the Lord. Humble thyself and his presence shall cheer thee. He will not walk with the proud or the scornful. Humble thyself to walk with God. Just as the Lord in the world's early ages, he walked and communed with the prophets and sages. He will come now if you meet the conditions. Go ahead and humble thyself to walk with God. Just as the stream finds a bed that is lowly, we know when water is running, it just runs down. I haven't seen it run uphill yet, but it runs to that low part. So Jesus walks with the pure and the holy. Don't you want to be one of the pure and holy today? I believe we do. We're out here. The weather is kind of warm and uncomfortable, but we want our souls to be fed, and God is meeting us. So that's an indicator. So Jesus walks with the pure and the holy. Cast out thy pride. Yes. Listen, we need God and the Holy Spirit to help us to cast it out. You can't do it on your own, but God is able to give you the grace and the ability to cast it out. And in heartfelt contrition, humble thyself to walk with God. Humble thyself and the Lord will draw near thee. I repeat, humble thyself and his presence shall cheer thee. He will not walk with the proud or the scornful. Go ahead and humble thyself to walk with God. Like to do this, the lyrics to this one, and I will be finished. This is humility. I probably won't do it all. Humility, thou secret veil, unknown to proud in heart, where showers of blessings never fail and glories ne'er depart. Oh, make thy blessed abode with me, thou angel of the sky. Beautiful lyrics, isn't it? If I may ever dwell with thee, my soul shall never die. Humility, how pure thy place, thou seat of holiness, thou door of entrance into grace, and everlasting bliss. Thankful Lord. Humility, how calm the breast that knows thy peace sublime. Within thy courts our perfect rest grows sweeter all the time. I'm going to have to read the rest of it. Humility, thou soarless sea, a perfect love so deep. Thy crystal waters cover me, my helpless soul to keep. Thank the Lord. Oh, make thy blessed abode with me, thou angel of the sky. If I may ever dwell with thee, my soul shall never die. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Remember to humble thyself, and don't wait and allow the Lord to humble you. Amen.